Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back. Gulf Coast Chevrolet. Great, great place. Craig DeSerf, known Craig forever. And he does a hell of a job getting you into that Chevy or whatever car. I bought my kids a car here, I don't know, five years ago, whatever it was, 6 years ago. And it was just a great, great deal. And love Craig and forever. And if you're looking for that car, even if you're not in this area, not that far, it took me one segment to get here. One segment. Now, I don't want to hear it from you.
Hold on. Let me. Hold on. So the show starts every day at, what, 7 a.m.?
7 a.m., exactly.
7 a.m., right? And you clock in at what time?
I'm there at 6:15 or so.
Okay. So what time did you start today?
Well, I was on for the very beginning of the show.
Yeah, he was on.
I was on.
Right, 7:01 he was on.
I was on.
And then what happened?
Well, nothing. And
we
did the show.
Then we came back and did the next segment.
Did the show what?
Okay.
Did the show. Dell, was I not on the show at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, you were there.
Well,
okay. What happened from 7:02 until 7:17?
What happened?
Just sports.
The show.
Just sports.
Mm. Just same show.
Sports
we,
happened.
We did our show. That's what we did.
Sports with a Z happened. We just sported. We did some sports.
That's
you
all.
Did sports and stuff?
It was a different sounding show. We tried something different.
It's the Lance Erline experience.
No, I was on. I was on.
His mic was.
It was a little.
His mic was distant.
It was a little different. It just sounded different.
And we needed to tell him to. We need to tell him to turn. We need to tell him to turn. Hey, could you turn your radio down, caller?
Yeah.
Could you turn your radio down, host?
First time, long time host.
First time, long time host. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, John Renato. First time, long time host.
Here we are live at Gulf Coast Chevrolet.
Man, Raheel, I'll give you a 20 if you go make a Whataburger hit for us.
Will you see? What Tasha went to Whataburger. Did she get anything for anybody? She called, say, anybody want it?
Huh? I would have given you
anybody
I would have given you a 20.
Anybody want anything?
I would have got a burger.
Hey, how
There's
far
There's a Carl's
it?
Jr. right here.
5 minutes.
And is that girl there with the she's
the ones from the commercial?
Yeah, Paris, from the commercials.
Paris Hilton. Wasn't she?
She was
one
the first. She was one of the first. She was the first big national campaign.
Yeah, but who's the?
Did you
one?
See Paris Hilton's Kim Kardashian thing?
Yeah. What? She just got married to some billionaire.
No. She did really a photo did. Shoot as like she got a Kim look going for the Kanye West for I think it's for a Yeezy.
Oh yeah. So
you saw it.
Yeah, Yeezy's new. So the new spring line. The way they're advertising it is, Instagram models and famous people are just recreating paparazzi pictures that Kim has taken over the years.
Oh, is that what that
it
was?
It just flooded Instagram, and people are like, what the hell? Why is she looking exactly like Kim? Well, that was for the new Yeezy line that's coming out.
She did look. Yeah. She looked all right. So.
Yeah, Charlotte, what's her name is who I'm thinking of.
Charlotte McKinney.
Charlotte McKinney.
Yeah,
Steve McKinney's.
No, not Steve. Tiffany
no
McKinney is Steve McKinney's wife.
They would not have
that's,
that.
That's not it. All right, so Girl Scout cookies.
So here's the deal. You ever been to, like, I go to H-E-B and I see the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. No,
I bought them before.
It's so uncomfortable.
I know. What are you going to
tell? But here's what I do. I tell every time. Now, I've got my daughter. My daughter's a Girl Scout.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I just do this. Hey, how's it going? I just go fake phone call.
Yeah.
I use fake phone call.
What if your phone rings?
I use fake phone call. I use fake phone call for three times all the time. Panhandler walking up the side who is eyeballing everyone like, this is your personal, this is on you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I have angry phone call when I'm pulled up at waiting to turn left
right
at the stoplight. I use it for mall kiosk guy. He's like, hey, hey, yeah. the Israeli sea salt. It'll make your skin beautiful. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Lance McCullers. I'm talking to Jose Altuve. He may or may not be at Gulf Coast. Okay, yeah. Jose? Yes. So I fake phone call that one.
Right.
And then the last one is Girl Scout cookies, where I'm just like, I don't want to tell him no. So instead, I just pretend like.
My move is, I've got a Girl Scout at home.
That's a
good one.
Do
you want to buy some?
That's
Do you want
one.
Some little girl?
Oh, you turn the table, and the moms go, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's goodbye.
Well, here's what the San alone. Diego girl, you know how they do
Stop
things?
Stop begging in front of my Randalls.
In San Diego, they do things a little different. In San Diego, Girl Scout cookies
were
being
idea.
Sold. Yes. This Girl Scout, she's like, how am I going to sell my cookies, Mom? And her mom said, well, we need to get it really lit today. You know, what's her name going to be? What's like little girls' names right now? What's
Ashley.
Ashley's pretty good.
No, it have to be unisex names.
No.
Does it?
Yeah.
No,
Ashley,
no, this girl's
you can
wearing,
have a boy that's named
no,
Ashley.
No, this girl's Ooh. Wearing like pink shorts. Like she's girly
she's
girl.
She's a girl.
Ashley's a pretty good one. Nate, come on, Raheel. What's a good
I don't know, man.
Jessica?
I don't think it's fair for us to assume names.
All right. I'm going to
assume.
I'm assuming gender and name here. I'm going Ashley. Her mom said, well, Ashley, we've got to get this lit this year because you know what Carol Ann did last year. She sold 400 boxes total. And she said, what should we do? What can we do, Mom? Should we go to that, you know, to that restaurant? Should we go to that grocery store? Should we go to the place where it has a Walgreens or a CVS? And the mom says, no, let's go here to this Urban Leaf weed dispensary. She pulls up,
ding, 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 ding.
Parks it at the weed dispensary, and sells 300 boxes of cookies in one day. 300 boxes.
All the stoners with the munchies are like, wow, I'm all in. I've got my weed. I've got my cookies.
And you know who was promoting it for? The dispensary. Was like they took a picture on their Instagram and showed it. Get some Girl Scout cookies with your GSC card today until 4 p.m. Have a friend that wants to quote or hashtag tag along. Bring them with. Shopping is more fun with friends anyway. The Girl Scouts father told television station KGTV in San Diego that her daughter sold more than 300 boxes in the span of 6 hours. 50
My God.
An hour. Girl Scout San Diego says, booth sales do not start for another week, but the Scouts are allowed to sell from wagons as long as they have a parent or guardian present. So if that's what they were doing, then they were right within the rules, said Allison Busham of Girl Scout San Diego. Busham said since the Scout set up a wagon and was off property, the Scout was operating within the organization's rules. Girl Scouts of America Colorado was prompted to issue a statement in 2014 after a Scout reportedly sold more than 100 boxes of cookies in 2 hours outside a San Francisco dispensary. If you're wondering, we don't allow our Girl Scouts to sell cookies in front of marijuana shops or liquor store bars, they said. But I guess things have changed now since she put it in a wagon, rolled off the scene just a little bit and said.
Right here.
And then the dispensary, Urban Leaf, is like, hey, guys, when you come get your weed, we got cookie boxes waiting outside. But they're not called Samoas anymore.
That's offensive?
Yeah, it's offensive.
It's called.
Wait a minute.
It's called coconut
shoes. Samoa's not offensive to me.
Caramel Delights.
Caramel Delights.
Wait a minute. Samoa is offensive.
Caramel
if
Delights.
If I'm Samoan, I'm going, what? How am I offensive to you? I'm offensive to you? Is that what you said?
Great.
And you know
sorry.
Who's going to bow up on you? A Samoan. You know who you don't want to make mad?
That's what I'm saying. You want great offensive linemen, great defensive tackles.
Uh-huh.
Cookies? Do you want that on you? Like,
yeah.
I'd rather be.
Oh
that.
Yeah! Oh yeah! No. Oh, listen.
I got a wedding.
I got a wedding soup named after me. Italian wedding soup. You think I'm offended?
Yeah.
No. More Italian, the better. Okay. I'm not. I wouldn't be offended in the least if I was Samoan and they named a cookie after me.
It's Samoa, not Samoan cookies.
Well,
first of all, number one. And number two, those are really delicious cookies over here. Like, of all the cookies
okay.
I mean,
they're
listen,
delicious.
If
like,
they were
of all
mints,
the cookies.
If they were junior mints and they named it after me, I'd be offended because those suck.
Ooh,
but,
yeah.
but
That's real.
Caramel Delights are wonderful. And so I'm Samoan. I want Samoan
it's
caramel.
It's a very distinct. You either love junior mints and you know, thin mints and all that, or you don't. Oh, and no. I am not on team
mint
mints.
Cookies.
Yo,
you
put I am not mints, on tin mint. Team
thin
mint.
Mints in the nope. freezer, and then you take them out in the morning.
And it still tastes like mint.
They're mint.
It tastes delicious. Like toothpaste.
That's right. That's toothpaste. Exactly what it is. You're like your mouth
no
washing.
Way.
That's not what I want in my cookie.
Your toothpaste tastes like chocolate mint?
No. Oh, we got a break because of
just mint.
As Dell said,
you like peppermints, Raheel?
I do.
No,
it's terrible.
That's
you like mint tea?
Yes.
You like
awful?
Stop! What is wrong with
but
you?
But I do like a nice hint of mint in some of my Lebanese food.
Oh yeah, you have to.
Hey, listen, we got to take a break here at Dell Said So, and we'll be back here at Gulf Coast Windows. If you're in the area, come see us. Say hey.
I need to get your siding guy out to my house.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. If you're looking for
it's like
the best
one side of my house, the hurricane whacked it. So I knew it was a little loose, and so I got a nail. This doesn't look garbage at all. I got a nail, and I like hammered it into the wall. Like, here's a siding. And my wife said, "Did you?" When she got back from the hurricane, she's like, "Did you just hammer a
nail?"
I got two nails. All right. I was like, "Yeah." And she texts me. She goes, "Tell Granado we need the number of his siding guy."
713 Windows. There you go, Nicole. 713 Windows. You do need the siding guy out there. Listen, the best job. How about this? Zero down, zero interest. And I'm going to tell you, Leonard is going to take care of you. You will meet Leonard, and he will take care of you. I promise you. You'll get Leonard's cell phone number. He's the owner of Allied Siding and Windows, and you will get his phone number. And if you have any issue whatsoever, Leonard is going to take care of that issue. And he doesn't take anything down. He trusts that you will make your payments. Nothing down. No high-pressured sales pitch. You get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home window purchase right now, because what they're pushing is the new Duration window from Simonton. You're looking for those windows right now? All you got to do is call Gulf Coast Windows. The best industry-leading 100-year warranty on Simonton Duration windows. 100-year warranty. How are you going to outlast your windows? You won't. 713 Windows, 30-second call sets up a 30-minute meeting. Give them a call. 713 Windows, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 live at Gulf Coast Chevrolet. You're looking for a great place to get your car? Come on by. Come hang with us. We just had a guy. What was his name?
Alex. He works here.
Alex.
Service department.
Oh, he works here.
Yeah.
He was all astroed up today, and he's in the service department.
Yeah, people are all astroed up all the time now. Notice that?
I get that. No, I understand that. What I love is him coming by saying, "Oh, he said he's been listening for 20 years. We really appreciate that, Alex. Thank you. Thanks for hanging with us here on ESPN 97.5. Listens on his computer all day at work. Did you hear that, Craig DeServe? Dude's not working much. All right, hate to get him in trouble, but how about doing some work around here, Alex, instead of listening to the radio all day? Man, Isaiah Thomas is a hot mess, dude. And he'll get in here.
Yeah, he ruined the Knicks and the thing with Jordan.
No, not that one. Oh. The little one that's shooting 23% from three right now.
Not the one, not the one that would make out before games.
Not the sexual harasser. This is the one. I don't know that this Isaiah Thomas actually tries to, you know, hit on all the women that work for the Cavs.
Yeah.
I know Isaiah Thomas did. The other one.
Yeah.
This Isaiah Thomas
and
is
ruined,
a,
and
I don't know
the
which,
cap.
Oh, no, I know which one's worse, that Isaiah Thomas, the sexual harasser.
Yeah.
But this one is shooting 23% from three.
Dude.
What a hot mess he is.
I'll keep going back to this, man. I know Kyrie wanted out, but you have control of him. As an organization, you have control of him, and you say, Kyrie, you and LeBron get in a room. Figure this out. We're not letting you go. You are arguably the best point guard in the league right now. We're not doing this deal for Isaiah Thomas. who even Isaiah Thomas in his peak is nowhere near Kyrie. I like Isaiah Thomas as a player.
He looked hella good last year.
But the hip thing was a serious concern.
It was.
That was a legit concern. You traded for a broken down player, and we don't know how he's going to be. We don't know how he's going to play in the system. He's a guy that needs the ball. Kyrie, the thing with him was he could still play off the ball and get his shots when LeBron was on the floor, and they would complement each other. Isaiah doesn't do that.
Did you? I likened it to Chris Paul and James, Kyrie and LeBron. It's the same dynamic where you have a guy who can take up. You have a guy who can take. I was just looking at John's computer. You have a guy who can. It's legal. Well, the site you had is legal.
No.
It's just a good
picture. Barstool.
But it's a dynamic where you had a point guard who could turn into a lead guard and score 30 in any given night, but he can also run a team. Well, that's what Chris Paul is. And so it as long as those guys get along together, it's actually a tremendous fit. And remember, I think you were on the same with me. I wasn't sure that you'd be able to share the ball well enough between the two, but because Chris Paul is all about winning and James just wants to win, they haven't had any issues. LeBron and Kyrie played together longer than Chris Paul and James, so we'll see how that one turns out. But at some point, you had to know the young buck wanted to take over a team and be the guy. LeBron is so overbearing with his personality. It's not like he's a reclusive star. That guy likes to be out, likes to be heard, likes to be on social media. And I think at some point, Kyrie, I don't think they're ever going to fix it, Raheel. I think it was just going to be Raheel. I think it was going to be Kyrie saying, I'm over this. I don't want to be your little sidekick.
And guess what? If you're the Cavs, you go, hey, Kyrie, one more year. That's it.
Yeah, because, but what are you
because realistically, LeBron, if things aren't going that great and LeBron decides to walk out at the end of this year, you still have Kyrie. There's going to be a situation with the Cavs where they're going to be left with nothing.
Well, and that's and speaking of that, and I remember Jerry Hunsaker saying this to me years ago. Hey, I don't give a rat's ass about the player. Okay, well, I'm worried about the organization. Yeah, I want to make sure my players are happy, but we got to do what's best for our team.
Right.
They didn't do what was best for their team. I never thought Isaiah Thomas, watching him, the way he plays, I don't think he's ever going to win. I don't ever think he's going to win. I'm on record of saying that about James as well, but we'll find out whether or not James
won at a pretty high level last year. I mean, they
lost. No, great. But they're never going to win at all. An Isaiah Thomas team. He has to have the ball. He is the alpha dog. He was the alpha dog on that team. You ain't winning with him as
would
the
they
alpha
have
dog.
Had a chance?
Look at him as a second option
yeah,
right
but,
now.
Yeah, but Raheel's right, though. The hip, like, he may not be the same player either, which was going to be the case here or there. But, you traded for a guy who couldn't even start the season.
That all said, he's healthy and he's playing. Okay? So,
yeah, he's healthy, but you know from injuries there are lingering effects. Like he doesn't look the same out there. He's not as explosive as he was last year. Isaiah was a blast to watch last year. He's so much fun to watch.
Explosive is one thing. He's shooting 23% from three.
He needs the ball to get going. Yeah, it's not
so
good.
So that all said, we have not brought this up. We have not said this. What do the Eagles do with Nick Foles? I know other people have talked about. We haven't talked about this because. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles, do you owe Nick Foles a thing? What do you owe Nick Foles?
I don't think so. So I thought about this last night. So if Nick Foles says, okay, this is actually a little trickier for me when I really try to take everything into account. You've got Carson Wentz on a relatively cheap deal since it's his rookie deal, even though you drafted him second. So if something like this were to happen again, you still have a chance to win a title with Nick Foles, theoretically, because you just did it. So your money is not going to change that much at the quarterback position. You could say, hey, Nick, we're doing this for your good because you got a chance to go out and get a new contract with another team who, if we trade, they'll redo you and give you a 3-year, 4-year starters contract. But what if Nick Foles says, I'm good. I just want to stay here, guys, and I'm more than happy being a backup. Now, I don't think that will be the case.
No.
But if Nick Foles said, I'm actually okay just being here, being the backup, I like this situation. Let's say he said that. At Philadelphia, are you under pressure since he delivered a Super Bowl for you? Are you under any pressure to try to, like, make good for him?
The answer is no, because first of all, is Carson Wentz going to be healthy for the start of the season? Don't know that. Secondly, we have got who is, without a doubt, the best backup for $7 million next year. Mm-hmm. Okay? We took that chance on him. Did we know Nick Foles was going to – thank God we had Nick Foles.
So
and Nick Foles
deal.
Did that. For, But we're the ones that gave Nick Foles that deal.
Yeah.
That, you know what? He's making $7 million. It's not like we're paying him.
No, you're saying you wouldn't trade him.
I would not trade him.
No, I said, but what if – okay.
But if I'm Nick
– But what's good for the team might be trading him.
Well, now, that depends. What do I get?
Yeah.
What am I getting?
All right. If
okay,
I told
what are you going to get? Let's say you're –
I'm
going to
make you an offer. Let me make you an offer. I'm not going to start at a first, okay? I'm just going to tell you that right now. I'm going to give you – for your backup, for your 29-year-old backup, I'm going to give you – a second rounder and a third rounder, and if he starts 16 games and throws for 25 touchdowns, the third rounder becomes a second.
Okay, you know what I would say to you?
And where now? Wait,
I
let me tell you my
you
second.
This.
I'm the Cleveland Browns. I'm giving you an early second and one of our other seconds.
And I'm going to tell you this.
Second and third.
I'm going to say this one thing. Matt Schaub.
I know second and second.
Second and a second with a bad team that you got that
younger. He was 26 at the time, I think.
And Matt Schaub did nothing in the league before I gave a second and a second.
Right.
Nick Foles is a Super Bowl MVP. So guess what? The jack it up, because I'm not giving you Nick Foles for 2 seconds.
All right.
I'm not giving you a Super Bowl MVP for the same that the Texans gave up for Matt Schaub.
I'll give you – all right, then we will give you a –
because Matt Schaub, I don't know if you know this, has never been a Super Bowl MVP.
No.
Pro Bowl MVP.
At this point, yeah.
Pro Bowl
MVP. Some people say is more valuable.
Who are these people?
It's people who bet on
who
Pro Bowls.
Who are these people?
So what if Jacksonville came to you and said, we'll give you the 20, whatever, the eighth pick or whatever they have? Would you do that? A first for Nick Foles?
I would. Yes. First. I want a first and a third.
First for your backup?
I want a first and a third.
And then Jacksonville's like, no deal.
Oh, why not? I got a starting quarterback that can win me a Super Bowl. I was Nick Foles away from beating New England.
All right, tell you what. You throw in Doug Peterson, we're good. We'll give you Doug Marrone. We'll switch Dougs.
Doug Marrone didn't do a bad job.
He didn't do a bad job.
A hell of a
doing
job.
It, Philly?
Except I would like to have seen him said, you know what?
Because what I'm going to counter with is, you know, how do we know that your guy just didn't get hot? I guess, you know.
Oh, yeah. He got hot for a whole season, too, with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And oh,
then
by the
he
way,
got unhot after
and,
that.
And oh, by the way, you got Leonard Fournette. That RPO with Leonard Fournette is going to be
Whoa. Why are you making
lit.
Us change our offense?
It's going to be lit.
Why are you making us change our offense
because,
to Jacksonville?
Okay, because you got Blake Bortles. You've got to change your offense.
Stop offense watching us.
Well, guess what? Change
Stop
your
offense. RPO watching.
Okay, how about you want to go to the Super Bowl? You want to win a Super Bowl?
I'm sorry, sir. Sir, we're trying to get a trade done. Stop telling us how to run our offense.
No, we'll do it like that.
See, and now it's broken down. Now the trade's completely broken down because you tried to get into Jacksonville's, and Tom Coughlin's like, I'm not listening to this. And that's how fast that happens. Tom Coughlin would hang up on you easily.
Oh, well, good. You know what, Tom Coughlin? Then stay with your Blake Bortles and see how that works out for you. Man. Okay? Go to New England and find out how that works out for you.
Well, maybe you could. You know what? I know a way
know.
That Josh McDaniel could make up with Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard and the Colts. Rose Express.
You think if he sent 25 roses, not, well,
nope.
Higher. 50. No.
Higher.
100.
How much would 100 roses cost?
$89.
I feel like that's fair.
You think so?
Yeah.
So
even
so,
though many of the coaches have locked in with multi-year contracts.
So it's $29 for the first 25 roses.
Yeah.
And then only $20 every 25 you add. So
you can do 75 if you want.
Yeah.
50, 100. They've even got 125 there
here's
on the
what website. Here's what you don't want to do. 76 or 74?
No.
You want to do 75 for $69. That is a ridiculous number. And then, listen, how about this? On Valentine's Day, you get 100, 125. They got 125.
Yeah.
Bing, it's done.
Super easy, too, because there's five different buttons you can push. 25, 50, 7,500, 125. Even for our listeners, just... I mash this button and send roses.
And then you put the 125 roses all around the bed and see what happens. Okay.
I'm just going to try.
No.
Baby.
You. Okay. Raheel said, stop already. You know what, Raheel?
So
you don't know how to get action. I know how action
if
takes place.
Feel.
Okay. You got roses,
baby.
125 roses all over the
Come
bed.
On.
Would that not be lit? Would that be not? Is it go time then? Is it go time? I'm going to listen to her, not
on.
You. Okay? It's go time. 125 roses. RoseExpress.com.
Let's
RoseExpress.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
What's up, dude? How are you? How are you? Good to see you. Welcome back. Live Gulf Coast Chevrolet right here in Angleton. Come on down and hang out with us here. We're going to be here for, well, Raheel is already here. Dell is going to be coming down. They're going to be interviewing a big, big superstar here in the city of Houston. Probably talk about his shoes or some crap like that. Here's the deal. I'm looking at this. I just heard Nick Foles and Doug Peterson mic'd up. Nick Foles is the one who called Philly special. Nick Foles is the guy. Everybody's giving Doug Peterson the credit that Nick Foles goes up on 4th and 2 with 38 seconds
left. Does Dell have the audio?
It's on Barstool. It says it was actually Big D Nick who made the Philly special play call.
You're so subtle.
Never mind. I can't say that.
It's inside the NFL, at inside the NFL. It's the Twitter account.
And you can hear the audio. Dell, grab that.
Just Google mic'd up Nick Foles.
Yeah, pretty cool. They mic'd him up, and he went over to the sideline during the timeout, and he said, "Hey, how about Philly special?" Call it.
Because they called timeout. They weren't lined up to run that play previously, because I remember the alignment. How about this? Yesterday, I'm on a satellite station, and it says, head coach of Westlake High School. And they're talking about – now – I didn't think this was great radio, personally. It's an NFL SiriusXM channel. I think it's the NFL channel. And in the evening, they were talking to the Austin Westlake head football coach who had Nick Foles, and he was telling Nick Foles stories from high school. And as I was listening, like one time he heard his, Nick. I stepped into it in this conversation. You know, Nick, and I remember his shoulder was hurt. And we didn't know if he would be able to keep playing or not. And, you know, he got the thing, and we got it rubbed down on the sideline. And I could hear the host going, this is a terrible idea. We should have never got this guy on his host. And I was thinking maybe they're going to ask him about the trick play. And so then, Nick, you know, and then the rest of the season now, we went on and won state. But, you know, with Nick, you just never know, because his ability to play with pain. And that's the other thing is that, you know, we had him really learn an offense. And I was just thinking, as a host, I was thinking somebody thought this would be an awesome idea, and they realized 40 seconds in, this is terrible.
Well, thanks for being here. That's awesome stuff, Austin Westlake.
Tell us more about what about that trick play, though?
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of trick plays that we've run over last.
So we got one trick play. We call it. What the hell was that? Good Lord. We call it. Guard. Pull on 4, and it's an unbelievable play. So the guard now, he's going to pretend like we do a fumble roost.
But is there anything have to do with Nick Foles? Well, we had one that we had dialed up for Nick in the offseason of his senior year, but then he had the tonsillitis, obviously. And then Kevin Portnoy came in. And that was a really interesting season, because for the first 2 weeks, when we gave out eligibility cards, a couple of the defensive tackles.
That's awesome. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello. A couple of the defensive tackles were actually were failing.
That's good. That's good radio.
Dallas asked, is there any part of you that would be a little bit nervous about LeBron and how he would affect the team chemistry? He's so much drama. Ultimately, it's Bron. But I'm not as fully in with this. Oh, I don't know. He didn't. Probably with chemistry we have now. Whatever.
Could LeBron ruin his chemistry? Well, what do you lose when you get LeBron?
Gone? Yeah.
Who's gone?
Capella would have to be gone.
Would have to be gone. Probably Eric Gordon as well.
Yeah.
Are you a better team without Capella and Eric Gordon and LeBron? Or you have LeBron.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Are you a better team? I don't know if you're a better team. Are you more capable of winning at a high level? Probably.
But could LeBron in here with Chris Paul and James Harden and ruin the chemistry?
Okay, so
I don't believe that.
I think it's possible. It wouldn't happen the first year, but with Clyde, Akeem, and Charles, we have seen this before. Year one, no problems. Year two, Chris Paul, I don't know. Those guys know each other so much better than back in the day. Remember that
was all we all know Clyde. Clyde created a lot of that because he's never on time.
But Charles is also not easy to get.
Well, he's not easy to get along with.
He's a little prickly.
But is that the case with Chris Paul and James? I think that's a totally different situation.
Well, here's one advantage of Team AAU where everyone knows each other and is real friendly, although Chris Paul isn't that guy. But you really just need to know if Chris Paul will get along with LeBron. That's all you really need to know, because I think James would be Olajuwon in this instance because he's been here the longest. And I think he's good with whoever. I think he's pretty easygoing. I don't think he – other than Dwight. Now, he had issues with Dwight, but so far everyone's had issues with Dwight at some point or another.
That's unusual.
He and Chris Paul get along. I do think that it is worth noting that when you throw a third guy into the mix, a third really big personality, it can have some debilitating effects. The good thing is LeBron has done it before. We've seen him do it before. But you had Chris Bosh, who clearly took a step back. He's not a big personality, Chris Bosh. Not like Dwayne Wade. LeBron, so you had a natural third wheel who was a very good player. There's no third wheels in here. They're all alphas.
Yeah.
James, LeBron, Chris Paul, those are all alphas.
Yeah, so that is true. That is a possibility, I guess. I think LeBron maybe – do you think that he's getting any self-awareness with this, going on here right now?
Less self-awareness.
No, I don't believe that.
Social media
I believe he's
it.
Probably going, look at this, you know what? I need guys, and I need it to be cohesive. Look at the bleep show that this is right now. And guess what? This reign of seven straight NBA finals is over unless I do something that is going to make a team as opposed to just LeBron be great. So I think this may be a wake up call for LeBron that this is not. It's not automatic that any team that you're on, you're going to have to play ball with other guys now.
Yeah, here's my problem with that. LeBron has been the guy since he was about 17 years old. He's been the guy since he was 17, which is rare. No other player has ever – LeBron is literally the only player who has had this designation for that long in the history of basketball. So he's always been the guy. To ask him to take any kind of a step back, I think, is legitimately going to be challenging for him. And then the other thing is, LeBron is now looking at things, he's much more involved in social issues. So LeBron, his thing is, I got to be bigger than just sports and basketball. I've got to be big societally. So I don't think LeBron I don't think he looks at himself in a reduced, more self-aware role. I think he looks at himself in a much more grand global way than ever before. And I don't know that that's necessarily good for players who play with him. Because this whole idea that he has to handle everything through social media, that is the most childish thing I've ever seen. That should not go on social media ever. If you got a problem with Kevin Love, you go to Kevin Love and you do it. You don't do this subtweeting thing.
Maybe he's learned from something from that. But you're right.
It may not even matter.
It was just like Jordan and the Jordanaires. That's what LeBron has been. LeBron comes here, it ain't LeBron and the LeBronaires.
No.
It ain't, because James Harden has proven himself to be an MVP worthy, and Chris Paul he's got stake in the game as well.
Yeah, he's got some skins.
No question. All right, you know what? You know where I might go today?
Prime. You're not. Are you going to golf today?
I can't golf today, so
Are you going to play a 1-3 no limit hold'em?
That might be the case.
So, Prime Social wants your 1-3 limit action. They got a higher stakes if you want, but if you love playing poker, you got a neighborhood game. Get you and the fellas and bring it over to Prime. Play your cash games over there. Grab a table. Six, seven of you go and say, look, let's just get on our own table and let's start playing. And three other guys can fill in if they want to. They've got cash games. They've got two tournaments every single day, one at noon and one at 6 o'clock. They've got a guarantee of $66,000 every single week with their tournament games. And cash games obviously going on all the time. They've got a high rollers room. They've got great food and beverage. They got a great bar, tremendous menu. Here's something else. They now have bad beat jackpots. They got a $50,000 no limit bad beat jackpot and also an Omaha bad beat jackpot. And they've got a flip. If certain cards flip, they will buy a car for you. And if you want details on all the Bad Beat jackpots going on, make sure that you go to PrimeSocialTX.com. PrimeSocialTX.com, and you can find out. You can get the address, 7801 Westheimer, between Dunvale and Voss. Make sure you head over there, play some great poker, have a lot of fun in the nicest environment that you're going to find in the city of Houston. It's PrimeSocialTX.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're going for it right here. We're going for it right here. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
Philly special. Ready?
Holds. In the gun.
Here we go.
Love it. To his right.
Tonight.
Now lines up behind Foles.
Kill.
Foles.
Lane.
Moves to the right. Goes directly to Clement. Reverses it. The pass goes into the end zone. And it is a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Let's go.
Yeah, well, aren't you supposed to say Mike's live? Aren't you supposed to, as a producer,
aren't
shouldn't
you
say your mics are live?
Before you talk, then, if that was what you're concerned about?
Well, no, and whenever I talk and you don't say Mike's live, you say, okay, it mics are live.
Well, you said,
isn't
how about that,
what you do?
Over the air?
Isn't that what a producer
did you not
does?
Say, how about
in,
that
in
over
2018?
The air? Didn't you say
in
how about
2018?
That? Did you not say how about that over the air already?
Oh, I didn't know that I was on the air because you never said mics are hot.
Well, you
Where's
were talking
the,
like you were.
No, I was, but you don't say mics are hot.
Raheel, is the heroin in the car or not? We're not on right
mics
now.
Mics are hot. Mike's hot.
Live in Angleton at Gulf Coast,
where
there is no heroin in Raheel's car, police.
Oh,
you see what could have happened?
You see, like,
that was a reenactment, Del, what could have happened.
You see, like, he's not going to get pulled over already, and now you got heroin on him, okay? Down in Angleton, okay? Are you kidding me?
No, he's good.
No, he's really not.
Raheel doesn't even joke about this anymore.
No,
he's like, guys, don't joke about this.
Oh, dude, I mean, you may have to trim that Fidel Castro you got going on.
He didn't even like the Castro joke. I can already tell that's a real thing where Raheel doesn't like you joking about that.
Okay.
About calling him Young Castro. And he definitely didn't like all the Photoshops that
young
are going on
Castro,
now.
Don't trust you. I'm late to the party on this, but this live look-in on former Dolphins offensive line
coach
Forster, he's helping clear off all the snow.
Yeah. Was that not the most okay, you got to go back a few months.
Speaking of mics are hot.
Is that not one of the most unbelievable stories we've seen in a long time? An NFL coach, you know what it was like? It was just like the gas mask bong video on just minutes before the draft when Laramie Tunsil got lit up with, like,
it's all Dolphins and drugs.
I was in Chicago in the arena when I was not broadcasting that day on round one, and I'm sitting up there with my two of the editors, and one of them goes, hey, look at this, like, and it's Laramie Tunsil huffing a giant bong out of a gas mask, and this is probably 15 minutes before the first round or 20 minutes before, and like my first thought is this isn't him or this is CGI or like, and it was posted from him. From his social media, like, this, how can this possibly be true? Why would anyone do this? And it didn't make any sense. And then, you know, come to find out it's, I guess, his father-in-law who he was estranged with and was not father-in-law, his stepfather.
Yeah.
And, you know, who just blew him up, who literally waited until right before the draft to blow his draft stock into oblivion. And when I saw that Chris Forster video, I'm like, oh, this can't actually be a coach snorting coke off of a desk in the facility? This can't. Where's this stage? Where's the green screen? And they go, "How you like that, baby? I can't wait to do this." Oh, well, I can't even say the stuff
he
said.
Both of them are the perfect examples of – and here's the thing about in living in 2018 is you can't do anything without a camera on you. Okay? You can't –
He took it.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Do not take a video – when you've got a gas mask on, John, or you're doing blow and sending
John,
it to a hooker.
What?
This is a
stripper.
Okay, this is
stripper.
Hooker, stripper. Please.
You shouldn't send videos
to
strippers?
No, of you doing blow to your stripper.
To stripper? That's a bad
Maybe
idea.
I'm thinking
you
say? About doing this off. No. No. That's a horrific. Okay, wait a minute. You're making bad life decisions when you're about to go into a team meeting and you're doing blow in the office. Okay? That's a bad, bad life decision. But worse life decision is videotaping it and sending it to your hooker. That's.
Stripper.
Okay.
Stripper.
What? Whatever. So here's the deal. I know in 2018 there are probably video cameras in those offices, but let those catch you as opposed to you doing it yourself. That's what I'm saying.
It is pretty unbelievable that at any point a middle-aged offensive line coach goes, "You know, it'd be a good idea if I start shacking up with a hooker." I mean, he got me saying it now. If I shacked up with a stripper, yeah. I think that'd be a good. You know what would really take this to the next level? Some coke. And you know what would be the next best thing is if I get real hooked up on coke and the stripper and start taping videos and sending it to her. And then she released it and she said, "I did it for the culture. You're welcome."
Yeah, no, she loves me. I know she'll never send this out to anyone. What?
A guy? But come on now. Guy conned by stripper is one of the oldest. Like, this has been going on for decades, guy conned by stripper.
Oh.
I'm guessing it, even in, like, the days of the Old West when they'd visit the brothels, like, "I'm sure she loves me."
Well, are you? No.
"I'm the guy when I tied off my horse at the hitching post, she told me I was special. She even washed up for me."
Dude.
Like, no, it's all.
Dude, this goes back to Rome. This goes back, not
saying.
Greece, because there was, "I'm sure that young boy liked me."
No. Easy. Easy.
This goes way, way back, further than the Wild West. I'm sure Miss Kitty loved me. No. This goes back to Emperor. This goes back to Nero in the bathhouses. This goes way back. Now, do you tell me when you were young and
goes
you went
back to the bathhouses? Is it commercial time yet?
Listen.
Do we have to go
You tell me. Well, we're going to 94.1, which they don't want to hear about bathhouses. But
no.
You tell me that it never happened to you when you were younger and you went to a strip club that you didn't think when you left, "She likes me."
There was one, and I called her, me and a friend that you know, called her the stripper of the heart of gold. And we're like, "You know what? I actually left there thinking, we were there for a lunch.
A
he just said,
yeah.
"You should come." He just said, "You should come for a lunch." And we went and like, "This fried shrimp is delicious."
It
you
is.
Were right. And then as I left, we were like, had this delightful girl. And this obviously was a long time ago. And I remember just thinking, I actually think
she likes me.
She does like me. A, I know that. But B, the thing that I'm having a hard time with is she really going to be a dentist? And I came away thinking, I think she is going to be a dentist, and I think she is going to get rent paid today. And I think her tuition is going to get covered by next week. I feel good things coming for her.
No, I think
she's a good person.
You know what? She might be a senator.
I told my buddy Chris that. I told him that, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, the stripper of the heart of gold." I'm like, yeah. No, but for real, though. This one was different.
This is real.
No, but this was real.
This is real. All right, we got to get – what do we got here? Renter's Warehouse, because we're going to be joining 94.1 right here in Angleton, Texas, live at Gulf Coast Chevrolet, home of the great, great car deals. And you come on out and hang out with us today, and who knows who you might meet. But I'm telling you this right now, if you live in Angleton and you want to rent out your house, or you live in Alvin, or you live in Beaumont, or you the Golden Triangle?
Yeah.
If you live in the – now, you live in the Golden Shower area, probably not.
Ooh,
you know what? Here's
good.
The deal is if you're looking for a great way to rent your house out, you call our peeps. Find out in 5 minutes what your house will rent for. Didn't you? You did this.
Yeah, I did it. So I here's what I did.
Were you amazed at how much you could get for your house?
Shocked. And they said – I did this like 3 years ago. And they told me the rental price. They got back to me, and when they told me the rental price, I'm like, How sure are you on that? That's way more than my mortgage. It's more than double my mortgage. And they said, oh, well, we're not sure. Man, like, it's plus or minus $100, $150. I was like, well, that's pretty sure. That feels pretty sure. I said, plus or minus that? So I told my wife, I said, yeah, it's pretty much a lock that we are not going to sell the house. If we ever move, it's going to get rented. And that's what that's our decision. When it comes time to sell, we're not selling. It's going to be time to rent with a renter's warehouse. I know that we can pay one low monthly fee, and they will take care of the upkeep of the house, collection of rent, finding the renters, marketing the property. And it's really a given that that's what's going to take place. You guys should do the same thing. 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com.
Whatever this is on, let me drop some shit like this here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.